That was a David Bowie song.
Hot 107 W High RX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yo! What's up, kid?
Stepping back in. I know the Bong Brothers were in here just a little bit ago hanging out with you and talking about the amazing festivities going on. Yeah, just smoking up the studio, for God's sakes. I can't even see the board. I don't know what buttons to hit, man.
It's cloudy in there, isn't it?
Obviously, we're going to tell you more about 420 and Pot 107 W High RX, all the great stuff coming up today. But right now, let's keep her moving. It's time for your morning dump, man.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it. Well, today is 420, which is the unofficial weed holiday, so we thought we'd check and see where people stand on marijuana right now. Basically, everyone's into it. A new survey found that majority of Americans are now saying that they're down to try different weed products. 52% say they want to try it or keep using different products. 44% aren't interested, and 4% of people didn't want to say. Of the type of marijuana that's got the most people intrigued are edibles. 29% of people are interested in those. Smoking weed the old-fashioned way came in second at 21%. Mm-hmm. It's up. Weed consumption, cannabis consumption is up 56% since 2018.
Can I just say this, too? And for those of you out there who just, it's good now because the government says it's good. It's okay. I'm not a fan of you. I'm just going to say that. I'm going to put that out there. If you were before the government said, okay, it's legal, it's the devil's lettuce. It'll kill you. And now, because Uncle Sam says, it's okay now. Mm-hmm. You're totally on board. You people need to really rethink your angst.
It's one of those where it's like people are seeing the benefits of like the taxes, the taxation of it, everything. Oh yeah, this is great. This is fantastic. Like, no. You were protesting in the streets, calling people dirty hippies for smoking it. And now you're like, oh no, it's fine. It's okay. Yeah.
We just got that one family member who just you always look down on you, you know? And now it's legal. And maybe we should try it.
I
know how you were.
Now everyone's stoned at the Thanksgiving dinner table when the family gets together. It's like, wait, I've been doing this for years, man.
I was stoned, but I remember.
So enjoy today on 420, but just remember, for the edibles, for the people new to the edibles out there, take a little bite. See what is it? Wait a half hour and just see what happens, okay? See what happens.
You might be rubbing your legs a lot. Pacing around.
He's going to be standing in a corner just crying.
I never ate nothing like that before, man.
Apparently, there's a realistic muscle suit that is selling out online. It's a Chinese-made suit. It's made from medical-grade silicone and goes on like a sweater, and it gives you the sculpted body like Dwayne the Rock Johnson you've always wanted.
It looks legit. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. It's only $200. That's a pretty good deal.
So it looks legit, but it makes you almost a little too ripped, a little too big, where people would be like, all right, what is this guy, a superhero?
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah, a little too much. But if they calmed it down just a little bit, I'm telling you, dude, you know, ladies out there putting silicone in your bras.
Yeah, they got push-up bras and makeup and whatnot. Yeah,
you know.
I think it's fair. I mean, this is what we're going to see more of. And then people just end up leaving them on whenever they get naked. They're like, it'll be a full suit with just little holes in them so, you know, you can take care of business. But, yeah, we're all fake. We're all fake at this point.
See, here's the problem with the suit, though, which causes – it's much like the toupee. It's like one day you're bald and now you got a full head of hair. It's like one day you're just a beanpole.
They need to sell it in stages to make it look like you actually got there. Like you're like, oh yeah, this is you. Look, have you been working out? Yeah, a little bit. And then like a month later, like, man, that's really starting to show. And then like 3 months later, just jacked, just bro.
Straight up Castle Grayskull He-Man. Yeah, 18 abs, huh?
I didn't even think that was possible. You look amazing. It's amazing. Lastly, well, NASA did it. They were able to get their helicopter off the ground on Mars yesterday. Awesome. Dude, this is amazing. We flew.
Yesterday was huge, dude.
A freaking helicopter on Mars on a different planet. That's it, man. That's crazy.
Dude, so how many? Oh, 112 years or something. I can't remember. So first flight or whatever. Somebody mentioned a comment while I was reading about this yesterday, and they're like, if you think about it, the first flight on Earth was not that long ago compared to the aspect of time. You know what I'm saying? Now, dude, we're flying on Mars. Come on, guys. This is ridiculous. You know what's wild about flying on Mars? The atmosphere is different.
Yeah.
So it's like harder to go up and down, left and right.
So December 17th, 1903 was the first flight for the Wright brothers. So less than 100 years later, we are on an alien planet flying a helicopter from the first flight.
It's insane. That's
pretty impressive. Even more impressive, Hunter, is that Arnold Schwarzenegger himself shared his praise for the flight on Mars.
Hello, my friends at NASA. You know, when I heard about this helicopter ride that you're going to do in on Mars, it was like I was so excited about that immediately I wanted to just scream out and say, get your ass to Mars. But then I realized you're already on Mars. I mean, what the hell am I talking about? So I said to myself, this is really fantastic. We're all celebrating for the first time to have a helicopter take off on Mars. And then I cannot wait for all the footage and all what this looks like and so on. So I think the only thing that I can say since we're dealing with a helicopter is, get to the chopper!
Yes.
Got the other one, huh?
You get it, you do it, you get the helicopter, you get the chopper up on Mars. You do it, you fly it, get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
Do it on Mars, get your ass to Mars, get on the chopper.
It's just funny, Total Recall is from Mars. It's
exactly.
It's relevant.
Ow.
That's crazy, dude.
But you know what?
Hey, congratulations to the human race.
Good
Seriously.
Job, you did it. And now pretty soon, Arnold is going to get to go up to Mars. Me, Arnold Schwarzenegger, will get to go up there and yell the top of my lungs on Mars, get to the chopper!
Right. The Martians, get ready to be terminated.
I'm going to take my fist and ram it through your stomach and break your damn spine! Martians, do it!
All right. That is your morning dump. We'll be back. Blew out my vocal cords.
Good Lord.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock.